Aircheckdownloads.com.
For an update anytime, ask your smart speaker to play BBC News for Bristol.
Thank you, Jenny. And welcome to the show. Nice to be back at a sensible time of day. Let's get a check on the roads. Alex is here. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Cavs. And we go back to the M5 northbound, which has reopened. For any updates, our number here, 08000 855 949.
I don't think I've worked with you in 2022.
I know.
How strange.
It's literally a brand new year. And at last, here we are. The girls are back in town.
Hooray! Hooray!
Woo, 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 woo.
The middle-aged girl gang is back.
The sound of where we live. And all the music you love. BBC Radio Bristol.
Womack and Womack. Teardrops.
BBC Radio Bristol.
Wow, lovely to be with you this afternoon. Hope you're doing okay. It's Monday. It's blooming cold out there, but lots of lovely sunshine. So if you haven't done it already, I recommend getting out and getting some vitamin D topped up because it is lush today. You just need to wrap up warm. Just about the 47 layers, something like that. Anyway, lots to come on the show. Looking forward to chatting to Katya Gorry about a Bristol Jazz and Blues Festival, which is back. And it's been a period of time when we have been umming and ahhing about whether to do stuff and just being a bit careful, of course, and wondering whether things will go ahead. Anyway, we'll talk to Katya about what is actually happening in the next 10 minutes or so. Also, from Alex today, top three winter sun destinations. We'll talk about that after 5:30. Plus connection. Good day, bad day. I hope you're going to get involved in the connection today. And in the news, we'll talk about, you know, the inland surfing lake called The Wave. I don't know if you've been there. It's near Cribbs Causeway. It's just off the M5, east of Compton Way. And now they're going to expand to other sites across the country. At one point, they were really wondering what the future was going to be when we were in lockdown. And of course, they weren't able to open, even though they are actually an outdoor, you know, event space. But obviously, because lots of things were shut, they couldn't open. And so we'll talk about that as well. And tunes on the show this afternoon from Dua Lipa, also Jennifer Lopez, and this from Maroon 5, Sugar.
Radio Bristol. Make a difference.
Maroon 5 and Sugar, BBC Radio Bristol. It's Monday afternoon with Claire. Hope you're doing all right. Now, it's great to hear how people are making a difference to their communities right now. Let's hear about the Bristol housing complex that's had a makeover at the weekend, thanks to one of the UK's top graffiti artists. People living in Ashley Court in Montpellier got so fed up with persistent tagging on the walls, they decided to do something about it. They contacted their local housing association and they arranged for a graffiti artist called Harriet Wood, who goes by the name Hazard, to spend the weekend spray painting a brand new mural. Our reporter Martin Evans was there on Saturday morning just before the work started. He had a chat with Henry Palmer from Sovereign Housing Association.
So this has been in the works for a few months now. Bristol City Council are happy for us to move ahead.
Sounds like a real tribute to the community there. Our reporter Martin Evans speaking to Jason and Mark, the sons of two of the people who are featured in the new mural on the side of Ashley Court in Montpellier in Bristol. Go and check it out if you can. You also heard from Henry Palmer from Sovereign Housing Association. It's brand new. It was just done over the weekend. Dua Lipa. We're good. Well, we're all right, you know. 17th of January. How is the brand new year going? I don't know. I feel like I have to sort of regenerate myself when I start the year again and just kind of kick off once again thinking, right, here we go again. Is that your feeling, or are you kind of all really motivated for... Is anyone really motivated for the new year? Does that happen? Especially when it's so cold, isn't it? Okay, coming up this evening on BBC Radio Bristol, as it's Monday, that means it's Sound of the City with Jeff. Quite a lot to talk about. Fulham beat them 6-2 at the weekend. Not great. Also, Fulham put them out of the FA Cup as well. Bristol City just really struggling at the moment. But the big man is in with Jeff tonight. Nigel Pearson's going to talk to Jeff about how the season is going. I think we're about halfway through the whole season. So listen in from 6. It's always worth listening to Sound of the City. Even if you're not a supporter of the club, I mean, they just get some brilliant guests. And also, I love hearing what the fans make of how their team are doing. So Monday is Bristol City, Thursday is Having a Gas, so all things Bristol Rovers. That's how it lines up on Radio Bristol. Here's Todd Rundgren, I Saw the Light.
Aircheckdownloads.com.